are listening to Real World News.
Ecuador's social movements reject new criminal code for criminalizing protests. The recent passing in Ecuador of the new criminal code resulted in a call by indigenous organization Ecuadunari to actively resist and reject what they consider the criminalization of social protests. Chair of Ecuadunari and the Quechua Confederation of Ecuador, lawyer Carlos Perez Huatambel, rejected the contents of the new code passed after a proposal by the executive branch and which would enter into force in June. Perez criticized the repressive nature of the new code, which he believes aims to silence social protests in Ecuador, comparing it to structures of totalitarian countries and even Latin American dictatorships. Every resistance action in Ecuador under this regime will result in a jail sentence, said Perez Huatambel, who has been prosecuted for heading a process of civil resistance against the privatization of water sources in Cuenca City, where he was born. According to the indigenous leader, the reform code aims to consolidate the hegemonic and monarchic power in Ecuador by accumulating and harshening sentences. The largest protests against the new code came from doctors, since wrongful deaths from dangerous, illegitimate and unnecessary actions are severely penalized. Perez Huatambel expressed his solidarity with the doctors and denounced the fact that it was mandatory to hire an insurance, which would result in a $1 million business promoted by the state. He also announced that they will file an appeal against the call as unconstitutional and that they will promote an alternative proposal in the six-month term after the code enters into force. And in a press conference organized together with teachers and unionists, he called for strength and resistance to mining megaprojects and agribusiness in the country.
You are listening to Real World News.